Welcome back and thanks for your company, dear viewers. On the website howstuffworks.com about what's social media depression, a new term. Sheikh, some people have coined the term social media depression to informally describe the depressive thoughts associated with using social media. Websites such as Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, to list a few, may be under fire. Some research recognizes an association between depression and internet use, but figuring out causation is tricky. Experts are unsure whether using social media websites causes depression or if people with depressive tendencies are more drawn to the digital realm. What do you think? Do you agree with the social media depression?
Okay. Yeah, it is a good question because nowadays, many people are spending their time, you know, in front of their computers, you know, working with their tablets, mobile phones.
Obsessed with them, to be honest, yeah.
Okay. And of course, you know, they have many different causes on them and the affections. One of them is, well, it's maybe the depression.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a kind of a specific, you know, depression because the people who are working with these devices, okay, all the time are not so fresh, all the time are, you know, on their computers, and they are bombarded with different types of informations that maybe they are not true because the bad publicity or something like this
in the media. Different schools of thought.
Yeah, of course. And of course, I think because human beings, as our body, you know, needs different types of vitamins.
Yes.
You know, our mind needs different types of, you know, exercises and actions, activities. So the people who are working specifically, they're spending a long time, you know, working with these devices, they may face specific depressions because
right.
they are seeing the world as the media is telling them, okay,
yes.
not the real world. I think one of the causes
usually
is this.
The fake one.
Maybe, yeah, of course, yeah. So I do not want to say that all of the people who are working with these devices, okay, are depressed, but
yeah.
it can, you know, one of the causes of depression can be working with specific types of, you know, information, okay, that they cannot see the real world and they receive fake information from the real, from the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
so you believe this term exists?
Yeah, this term exists.
As an issue and problem now.
I cannot say that it is so wide, but yeah, of course, yes, it is right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sheikh Brother
Shahriar.
Okay, thank you, sister. Sayyid Razavi, if I can bring you into the discussion, excuse me, especially considering what we just heard about increased amount of internet use and everybody has a tablet or a, you know, internet on the phone, and so this kind of goes towards developed countries, first world countries. You know, can we say it is interesting, but sometimes the most advanced societies are the ones that are actually quite depressed, or statistics show that there's more depression in these countries. Can you discuss this issue a little bit?
Yes, information is very important, and Islamic teachings are very clear in that regard as well. There is a verse of Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a corrupt source brings you the news, you should investigate first.
Right.
So whether we have social media or not have social media in the time, it is our responsibility and duty to not to take what is given to us without investigation. And unfortunately, if we look at the history of humankind, we have been constantly victims of media at any time. For example, whatever happened in the past, we could say that the reason there is a division in the society, the reason there are problems in the society, because the information was not given appropriately, or those people who passed the information were corrupt, and
yes.
they had hidden agenda behind the passing of the information. The problems that were created in Christianity, Judaism, and within Muslims, and even today now, what we see from the Western media especially, which is mostly controlled by one or two tycoons,
Right.
Their aim is to spread fear in the society. Their aim is to divide and rule. And of course, if we keep on watching this kind of media and we don't have alternative media which gives us the right information, we will become depressed. We are bound to become depressed. Majority of the fightings and whatever ISIS is doing in Iraq and Syria, I have heard interviews of some of those who have gone from Europe. They are saying that, oh, it is better than computer games. We are really
right.
fighting here.
Unfortunately,
so
yeah.
This shows that those computer games have indirectly caused and led them to think like that. And this becomes a source of depression and problem in the society.
Right, right. Thank you, Sayyid Razavi. Sheikh Dawoodi, if I can you know, continue this discussion, especially about depression in first world countries. You know, it's really interesting how, despite having everything, you know, money and wealth and anything you can imagine in these first world countries, there's still a high amount of depression, like something is missing. So if we can talk about perhaps, you know, material wealth as a source of depression, despite having so much money, people are still depressed.
Yes. Okay, you know, I think my information is not so updated, but anyhow, as far as I remember, once I was looking through the internet, getting some information about, you know, different types of country. And now I want to talk about them.
Right.
I think when we are talking about depression, the vice versa, you know, I think the opposite of depression is happiness.
Right.
It depends on how do we describe happiness, okay? There are some people who describe happiness as all of the material, you know, wealthies. And they say if you have everything in your life, you're a happy person.
Yes.
If not, okay, you're not. So based on the, you know, the definition that they have from the happiness, they say that, okay, those countries who are richer, so they are happier than the others.
Yeah, they're happier.
Okay. So when we look through some information and reach some statistics from those countries, we find out that no, even I exactly do not remember which countries, but when you look at the countries that they are so rich, as
right.
you call them, you know, the first world countries,
right.
okay, you find out that the percentage of, you know, depression is
right.
so high in them. So I think because of that, we can find out that they are not related to each other.
Right.
You know, the wealth, the money, okay, the material, you know, benefits and wealth does not bring us the happiness.
Right.
So we have to look through to the happiness in some different points of views.
Right, right, exactly. And that's very true. Sayyid Razavi, again, so, you know, we talked about, Sheikh Dawoodi brought up the fact that this material wealth does not necessarily lead to happiness, you know, and this is what the statistics and what is being shown in first world countries. And so if over here I can ask you that perhaps distance from God, you know, or religious values and morals could lead to depression or a feeling of emptiness and hollowness.
Yes, I have personally experienced by helping thousands of non-Muslims who embrace Islam. When they come to me, quite a lot of them are quite educated university graduates. And when I speak to them and discuss with them about why they are choosing the religion of Islam, they usually say that after educating themselves, they started to think about the purpose of their own creation, and it led them into thinking about Islam and Islamic teachings. And they discover,
interesting,
especially when they discover the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, they find logic and reasoning and appropriate explanations given there. So they seek help and come to Islamic Center and
right.
embrace the religion of Islam. So yes, this shows that, and according to another majority of the non-Muslim women who are embracing Islam are graduates, university graduates.
Interesting.
Why they are not falling for the propagation of the media. Media continuously says everything against Islam, and these women who are educated, they choose to become Muslim by study, by research, by investigation, and they find at peace when they become Muslim. And let
Right.
me add another thing, that depression could also be for right reason. For example, Imam Ali and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam used to feel depressed when they used to see the status of people who are going wrong. When Imam Hussein used to see this, all these people are there in the battlefield fighting against the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. They are not understanding what is the reality. Instead of choosing the right path, they are confronting Imam Hussein. That used to make them depressed because
sad, yeah.
they knew what problems that might create for them. So this is a positive depression of a leader regarding their followers. Same thing could happen for a father and mother. When a father and mother of the family sees the children are not following the right path and they're not listening, they will get depressed. So this is not negative depression, this is positive depression, but mm-hmm. we as a community member, we as a social being should be there to help each other.
Right, right, definitely. And I think that does make a big difference if as a community we decide to help each other and work together. You know, Sheikh Dawoodi, if